This past week, there were various and sundry things kept coming to me. And I was raised on a farm, you know, and it was agriculture. And I do a lot of digging in the Word, in a lot of the different sources and the versions and the translations and the transliterations and all that good stuff. But when I was going through, looking up some things this past week, I discovered a couple things I hadn't seen before, which isn't unusual for me. But anyway, they're quotes from people in the Bible. Don't you know when they were fishing, Peter and the disciples were fishing, and the Lord told them, he said, cast your nets on the other side. And to draw the net, or the fish was so great that they had called for the other boat to come over. And I understand it was, Peter was heard to say, holy mackerel. And I found out too that this expression, an apple a day, came from Eve. She said, an apple a day gets you thrown out of the garden. So, last week kind of led me into what I wanted to share briefly this morning with you all. And this past week, we celebrated this country's Day of Independence. And I'd like to ask some of you, gentlemen, ladies, whatever, dig down in your pocket or your purse and see what you find. Now, with me, it'll probably be lint. Dig down in your pocket or your coin purse and see what you find. Now, I'm not calling for an offering, okay? I've been known to do it, but probably been. You got coin of the realm in there. And what is the inscription on all of our U.S. coins? Amen. In God we trust. That's what came to me and was going to me. The coin of the realm pulled in next to a car in a parking lot, got out, walked past the license plate, and looked down, and I pointed to Charlotte. And I said, look what's on there. In God we trust. Now, let me share out of the Word. Psalm 37:5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Don't you know that we all have desires of the heart? Well, guess who places them there? The good Lord does. He says, commit thy way, your way, to the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Trust in him and shall bring it to pass. Turn it over to trust in him. Now Psalm 118 verse 8 says this, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, in the arm of flesh. To put our trust where we say we will, in God. That we trust God for everything. knowing full well that he'll give it to us. Now, I shared last week, you know, the Lord has nothing against people having things. It's when the things have the people. Okay? Trust and confidence and reliance. I feel that that's faith in action. To step out and keep going when things might look a little bit difficult. But God brings it to pass. We have been blessed in the ministry many times when we put our trust in the Lord. We were traveling and we were in Duluth, Minnesota. And we were scheduled to go back to East Moline, Illinois, which is a pretty good drive. And we had a young man traveling with us that had never been out before. Learning experience. And where we ministered, they were unable to give us any kind of love offering because of expenses that were incurred in the function that one church had to take care of when two other ones were supposed to help. So we got in the van. Bob leaned over and he looked and he said, "How much gas we have?" I said, "What difference does it make?" "Well, how much do we have?" And I said, "About a half a tank." "How far is it to East Moline, Illinois?" I said, "You know, I never calculated the mileage. I said, I just know that we'll get there." He said, "Well, it's got to take more than a half a tank of gas, Ralph." I said, "Well, I don't know about that, but," I said, "we'll just believe that the Lord will extend our gas and we'll get to East Moline. Don't worry about it, Bob." And his reply was, "Oh." So I wanted to really tell him to sit in the back seat, but keep his eyes on. Well, you know what? We got to East Moline, Illinois, and still had a quarter of a tank of gas. You know, now, one time I was praying to the Lord, and he said, "Ralph, quit trying to figure it out. I'll take care of it. It's none of your business how I do it." I said, "Yes, sir. Thank you." But to put our trust in the Lord, to believe God will do everything that he says he will do. Notice the word will. It's God's will. And he will do everything that he says he'll do. For who? For you, and for you. He'll bring you back from Botswana. You know, in my digging, I got all the versions, and I love the Amplified Bible, but at one time I misunderstood what amplification was. I thought it was louder, but it's an expansion. And anyway, in Jeremiah 17:7 in the Amplified says, "Most blessed is the man who believes in, trust in, and relies on the Lord." God is good. God is great. Amen. When you rely on him, you don't have to rely on anything else. You see that bumper sticker sometimes says, "God said it, I believe it, it's final." Take out the middle. Believe it or not, God said it, it's final. That's the word. This is where it's going. Psalm 56 and 11 says, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. Amen. Again, it's trust and confidence and reliance. It said, lean on me. Lean on me. Cast your cares upon him. The other thing that came to me was, question, who cares? Who cares? Have you ever felt like that? Well, nobody cares. Nobody cares for me. Well, you know, that's nothing but a lie of the devil. Who cares? God cares. If you're carrying any kind of a burden and continue to carry it, release it. Release it. Rid yourself of them. You know, I'm a pretty simple man. I think when somebody told me to cast my cares on the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, there they are. They're yours now. Your shoulders are bigger than mine are. And I'm equally yoked with you so that I know that you can carry them and carry them away. Get them out of my sight. You know, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now, here's the situation, folks. Many times, we cast our cares on the Lord, and we got a yo-yo that we're throwing out to him. The string's still attached. And what do? Start drawing it back in. Yeah. Yeah. Start drawing it back in. Okay. This always drives somebody crazy. Sorry, Will's not here to do that. But we get a yo-yo complex. We want to get rid of them, but then we start to draw them back. That's what I call a what-if complex. What if this happens? What if that happens? No, you know, worry is the interest that we pay on something that never happens. See? Let me share this. Psalm 55, 22 said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Don't you know we sing that song, I shall not be moved. Well, I've heard some people sing that in some churches where I thought, well, I guess they're talking about the pew that they're sitting in, that they'll never move out of that one. Yeah. But 1 Peter 5 and says, is casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. So in drawing to a close, and my wife has accused me of closing a half a dozen times, but drawing to a close, let me say this and share this. The mentor in a Bible school that I went to had a sign on his desk and it wasn't his name. It said, "Let go, let God." No strings attached. Who cares? God does. So I thank you all for listening this morning and sharing with me. And I pray that you all have a blessed day for the balance of the day. I thank you again for the opportunity.